This is a Discovery Channel podcast. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. A team of computer scientists have succeeded in solving the well-known game of checkers for every possible smart move. What exactly is a smart move and what does all this mean? Here to tell us more about it is Discovery News' Larry O'Hanlon. Larry, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Will.
The interesting part about this story is that I understand they've been working on solving checkers for 18 years. Is that right?
Yeah, it's you wouldn't think checkers was that complicated, would you?
No.
Well, they've been running this on computers, you know, playing against each other for 18 years, and obviously in that 18 years, computers have gotten better. But the folks doing this up in Edmonton, in Canada, they're determined. They're computer scientists, and they were determined to solve this game. And by solve, they mean find out how the game would. What is the result of the game if no one makes a mistake? If either player plays perfectly.
So that's a smart move.
That's what I mean by smart move, right? Because in terms of any move, including mistakes, it turns out there are something like 500 trillion. It's billion. I have to look that up.
I see a lot of zeros here.
Yeah, it's basically five with 20 zeros behind it. Okay. That's how many possible moves there are. Now, it's a smaller. It's about 10 with a one with 14 zeros after it when you go to get down to just smart moves. But what
so
they
there are
discovered,
a lot more bad moves than good moves,
right? Of course, but if both players play perfectly, there's still an awful lot of ways to play the game. It took an awful lot of time to do all that. But what they discovered is that ultimately it's a draw. When played perfectly, checkers is a draw, and this was actually hinted at for a long time. The grandmasters of checkers, when they have these tournaments every year, they often ended in draws. So the best players had suspected it might be a draw, but of course they couldn't prove it. The only way to prove it is this very, very exhaustive method that these guys used, using not just any old computers. They were artificial intelligence that could actually decide what were wise moves and which ones weren't. So they could eliminate all those other moves that those extra zeros behind the five there.
So after almost two decades, they must be relieved to be able to say, well, it's a draw.
Yeah, it's the one fellow who I spoke to about it, who was really the lead of it. He said it was really his Mount Everest was solving this, being able to say this. Now it's a long, long stretch between solving checkers and solving something like chess, which has vastly more possibilities.
Well, I notice here in your story online that they have also solved some other games. The checkers is actually the most complex game they've solved, but Connect Four, Cubic, being a few of the other ones.
Yeah, there were less possibilities in those games. When I asked a couple of folks about, okay, what's something in between chess and checkers that might be the next thing, and I was surprised to learn that bridge might be one of the ones that will follow in a few, who knows how many years it might take.
But you'd think that would be rather complicated.
I would think it's pretty complicated. I'm not a bridge player, but it's somewhere in between the number of possibilities of chess and checkers. It falls somewhere in between them. So they actually have some estimates of the possibilities on a lot of these games, and so it gives them an idea what kind of computing power it would take to solve them. And in this case, it's going to be a long time before we have a more complex game solved, it looks, even with the computing power we have today.
And you mentioned that, you know, over 18 years, computers and artificial intelligence has certainly evolved and changed a lot. Their methods of playing these computers against each other must have really changed over time.
Yeah, and they've learned an awful lot. And some folks might ask, well, what's the use of all this? And it turns out, for any problem where there is a desired outcome, these can be very handy things that they've learned how to do. Just say scheduling how to build a space shuttle or something, where you have a very specific thing, an optimal end result that you want. The same techniques could be used to make sure that you get you go about just make no mistakes along the way in terms of working all the many, many details out. There's some very, very practical applications of this.
All right. Well, Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.